Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More COVID restrictions are being loosened in our area. More people can now eat inside at New York City restaurants, and buffets are back in New Jersey. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us live now to break it all down for us. Marla?
Steve, finally Friday, and finally more options for entertainment. New Jersey will allow bar seating, but Governor Murphy says there will be restrictions on people congregating at bars.
Additionally, if you're not seated at your table while eating or drinking, you'll continue to be required to wear a mask.
Buffets can also reopen in New Jersey. In New York City, indoor dining capacity goes up to 75% today. Eating at Junior's in Times Square yesterday, Judith Beecham of Manhattan, was thrilled to be able to do something she once took for granted.
Of course. I've been in my house for a year. This is like the best day of my life.
Also today in New York, hair salons, barbershops, spas, and other personal care services can fill 75% of their shops. Most capacity restrictions will be lifted in New York and New Jersey on Monday, May 19th. And we're live in Midtown. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla, thank you. The MTA is again battling with the city over the issue of crime in the subways following a difficult few days. WCBS's Steve Burns with more from Jamaica Hospital.
Since Wednesday, a man barricaded himself inside the conductor's cab of a J train. A man was stabbed in the stomach on a D train. Someone smashed windows on another D train and ran into the tunnel. And now, an off-duty conductor slashed in the face on a J train. Gerard Sykes is in critical condition here after multiple surgeries.
This is, frankly, everybody's worst nightmare come to life. This unprovoked attack is outrageous.
MTA Chairman Pat Foy is again pleading with Mayor de Blasio to send more police officers into the subway system.
Frankly, the city appears to have defunded the NYPD on the subways.
The mayor addressed the question earlier in the day, accusing the MTA and Governor Cuomo of fear-mongering.
Let's get real. Let's tell people it's safe because it is safe, and it's part of our recovery. It's part of how we come back.
De Blasio maintains the system will get safer as more riders return. At Jamaica Hospital, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Steve takes a closer look at this issue on the 880 Rewind tonight at 7 here on WCBS. A Long Island teenager is charged with attempted murder after police say he came at officers with a knife.
A couple called 911. Authorities say after the 15-year-old boy rang their bell while holding a knife, then began throwing rocks at their house and their car. Officers arrived quickly to the scene. Here is Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder.
So as the officers were moving forward to try to apprehend this individual, he comes from behind. The first officer turns around. Individual's got the knife. He's lunging at my officer with the knife over his head. The officer pushes him out of the way. They both fall to the ground.
Another officer goes on top of the suspect and tells him to drop the knife, Ryder says. The teenager slashes the officer's finger with that knife.
The officer has enough training, enough common sense to slow it down. He removes the darts from the taser and he, what we call dry stuns, puts this to the side of the individual, pulls the trigger.
The officer is expected to make a full recovery. The teenager faces numerous charges, including attempted murder. In Nassau County, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Live to the Weather Center now, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen joins us with our exergen forecast. Well, this morning is off to a beautiful start.
It is. It's a little chilly, 52 in the city right now with bright sunny weather, and the suburbs are in the 40s, but that will move on up to about 60 to 65 for a high this afternoon. That is below average, but still a nice looking day coming up. Sun giving way to increasing clouds, and then tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or two, lows 45 to 50. Saturday, not so pretty, mainly cloudy, showers around, unseasonably cool, jacket weather, umbrellas up every once in a while, and Saturday's high 50 to 55. But Mother's Day has trended definitely, drier and a little more optimistic, at least for the first half of the day. Some sun giving way to increasing clouds. Rain will be arriving, though, late day or evening. And once here, it will continue into Sunday night. Temperatures within a little, both sides of 60, a couple degrees either side of 60. Again, right now, 52, humidity 44%, and a north wind at 7.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!